we're talking about staying on schedule for your remodeling project. If you've got a particular horror story of a remodeling project gone bad at your house, or superstar story to tell about how your contractor and your project did get finished on time, feel free to join the conversation. You can call toll-free at 1-888-767-4348. I would encourage you all that are considering a remodeling project to get to our website, rosieonthehouse.com. There's actually a consumer advisory bulletin on the website about how to pick a remodeling contractor. And it all comes down, there's a whole series of steps that I want you to take. You have to spend a lot of time planning and questioning and digging and looking. And then when you've got your proposals from the contractors that have made it through your screening process, then you put the two proposals on the desk, you turn them upside down, you forget about the price, and know this, that remodeling is not a science. It's an art. And there is going to be some day in the process of the remodeling project, something disappointing is going to happen. Inspection doesn't get passed. Something got missed and it's red tagged. The job's getting ready to get delayed. The bathtub isn't delivered in the midnight black color you ordered it in. It comes in ruby red. Disappointing, yes. The question you, the homeowner, have to ask yourself is, on that day when something goes wrong on your job, of the contractors you've visited with about your project, which one do you want walking up your front sidewalk to fix whatever it is that went wrong? And I'm telling you, from my personal experience, if you're building or remodeling in Yavapai County, the man you want walking up your front sidewalk is a man I've got on the phone right now, Mr. Tom Riley. The name of his company is Renovations. He's been building and remodeling in the Quad City area since the 80s. And, Tom, I'd just like to wrap up a couple minutes and give people the opportunity to know how to get in touch with you if they've got anything planning on their home remodel, maintenance, or improvement in your operating area.
Well, thank you for that, Rosie. Best way to contact us would be either through phone, 928-445-8506, or you can get us on our website, renovationsaz.com. I encourage people to try to go to our website because we have a lot of information there, including links to Rosie's website, and you can learn a lot about us and the people that we have working with us, or how our projects have done, and a lot of different ideas about how to go about addressing your particular project. But our offices are downtown Prescott, and you're welcome to stop by. Give us a call. Check us out on the website. The deeper you dig, the better we look.
And I've often wanted to know who did your website. Your website's even prettier than my remodeling company's website. You have a gorgeous website.
Well, thank you. KR Business Designs, local company in Prescott.
Okay, well, I may have to give her a call. Tom, I know you had a busy day today. I certainly appreciate you carving out a little bit of time so you could help us educate the Arizona homeowner about how to keep a job on schedule. Again, it's Tom Riley, owner and founder of Renovations, Rosie Certified Remodeling Contractor for the Yavapai County and Quad City areas. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Romy.
You have a great weekend, sir. We appreciate your time. Before it gets any later, I guess I better do this. We had a trivia question about the Diamondbacks in our newsletter. If you know the answer, text it now to 411-923. And all the correct answers, we'll select a name at random. That name selected will be going to Game 26 against the Mets. These are in row 13, right above the dugout box.
They're great seats.
Great seats.
Do they come with parking pass? They usually do.
They usually do, yeah.
So you got parking pass and two great seats. You have to answer the question that's in our newsletter that you probably received in your email box on Thursday. Get the answer. Text it to 411-923, and are we going to just run that through the end of the hour, and every correct answer we're going to randomly the name? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, that'll work.
So it doesn't,
the end of the
so it's not necessarily the first response back, just to enter into the chance to win.
Yeah.
Texas the right answer.
And then we'll draw from all the right answers.
All right. On the topic of keeping a job on schedule, one of the things that I did is I also reached out to our remodeling certified contractor down in Tucson, Mr. John Reuter. He runs a company, Assurance Builders, and Ben Rosie certified. I guess John's been Rosie certified. It's coming on close to 10 years, I believe.
Probably longer than that.
You think? Well, he couldn't join us on air today because he's actually back at a family wedding, actually in the beautiful city of Calgary, Alberta. So he couldn't join us, but he did send us some great talking points on how what he considers to be important, critical elements of keeping a job on schedule.
A well-defined scope of work.
I couldn't agree more. And I like to see contracts. I know some contracts are set up by room. This is what we're going to do in the hall bedroom. This is what we're going to do in the kitchen. This is what we're going to do on the back patio. I can see the value in those for homeowners. It makes it pretty easy to understand. But we like our contracts written out by trade. So we start with demo, and we list everything we're going to do in demo. What sheetrock we're going to take off in the hall bedroom. What were concrete slabs we're going to bust up in the back patio. What cabinets we're going to remove from the kitchen. How we're going to put down the masking and the protection. How we're going to put the dust screen walls. How we're going to put the air purifying systems into the work area so the dust doesn't migrate to other parts of the house. We list all of that by trade. Then we go to the next trade. Let's say it's concrete, how we're going to dig the footings, where we're going to put the rebar, what kind of concrete we're going to use, how it's going to be poured, to what slump specifications are we going to pour it to. Then when we have it broken out by trade like that, it's very easy for us to digitally transfer that information to our selected subcontractors. And then they have a picture of everything they need to do on that project. And when we have that scope of work that we're sending to the subcontractors, we also send them the schedule. You're going to be expected to start the excavation of the concrete footings on such and such a date, set the rebar on such and such a date. We'll get a pre-pour inspection on such and such a date. You'll set the ABC. We'll get the termite pretreat, second pre-pour inspection. We'll pour on this date. So the subcontractor is immediately plugged in to the entire schedule. I can't emphasize to you enough, you can't get a scope of work for the project you're getting done that's too detailed. And if you have any questions at all, ask, write notes on the contract, and get it all included. Not only, here's the very critical point. Don't only get a list of everything that's included. Ask your contractors to give you a list of specifically everything they're not doing. And if our contractors would get in the habit of giving that list to every homeowner, we would have one-fifth the amount of disagreements that we have and that we have to deal with across the board. Not with Rosie certified contractors, but with contractors all across the board. In the process of designing your master suite addition, you may have brought up the idea, I think it'd be nice to take that shower and let's make it a steam shower. Okay, well, it's converting a nice size shower to a steam shower is about a $10,000 upgrade. You got to get a large water supply line to the steam generator. You got to get a large power supply to the steam generator, whether it be gas or electric. You have to run the ceramic tile not only just to 7 feet, but all the way to the ceiling. And then you need to slope the ceiling so that as the steam condenses on the tile ceiling above you, it's not dripping down on your back because by that time it's cold and you're trying to enjoy your warm steam shower. You have to have a specialized door that closes the shower off tight. So in the process of designing that master bathroom remodel, you may have mentioned you'd like a steam shower. But the contractor, on the other hand, keeps hearing what your budget is. So he hasn't included it in there. So if you've talked about it, ask him, is that included? And he can tell you, no. But we're going to go from $79,000 for your master bathroom remodel to $89,000. If you want it, I'll be happy to provide it for you. Talk about what's not included. So John Reuter from Assurance Builders down in Tucson, number one point, detailed scope of work. Can't be too detailed. What else has he got there?
This is the hardest one for me, number two. Complete list of selected materials. Building structure, easy. Block every time. Some form of masonry. But the last time I walked into a plumbing showroom, oh my gosh. The last time I looked at a fan book of paint color selection.
It's almost almost sinful, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. I don't even want to start now. There's too many options. It's way too overwhelming.
Well, I did it in my earlier years of being a remodeler back in the 70s and the 80s, where I'd start a job and not have all the selections made. But, you know, you only have to get caught on a couple jobs when the homeowner picks a rope tile detail backsplash that's only available by a slow ship from Italy that's like 18 weeks away from delivery, and you're supposed to be finished with the job day after tomorrow. So I homeowners run out of patience with us sometimes on this particular area. We're not going to start the job until we have every single selection. And if it is from a supplier I don't know or don't have a lot of experience with, we're not going to start the job until that is in my warehouse. Because I can't tell you the number of times an unknown or a new supplier promises a delivery date only to put us in panic. I can distinctly remember years ago, this was in the mid-90s, we were on a very tight schedule, and we were waiting for a particular jacuzzi. It wasn't a jacuzzi brand, but it was a jetted tub that had to come from Italy. And they were like 3 weeks late getting it to L.A., and they said it was another 2 weeks to get it unloaded, inventoried, on a truck, here to shipping, in the warehouse, and then delivered to the job. We actually sent a driver from Scottsdale to the L.A. port to pick that tub up, put it in the back of his pickup truck, turn around, and get back here as fast as you can. Of course, staying legal. You know, I don't want you speeding or anything. So we've had to
but
do
no
that
sightseeing.
In the past. But no sightseeing. That's right, Roman. Absolutely no sightseeing. So that's a second great component. Detailed scope of work and all selections made prior to start.